What are cowbells for?
So you know where they are.
Find them. Because they go wandering.
But they're pretty big.
But yeah, have you been on a cow, like a property before?
Yes.
When you're talking 200 hectares, you lose a car.
Yeah, no, I know. But like, so you just like hear them. What if they're standing still?
No, it's the wind.
I'll move my head, ready?
Welcome to the Jimmy and Nate podcast. We hope this wasn't a mistake. If it was, please stay. And remember, you can listen to the podcast whilst you're
going to the first official Tasmania Jack Jumpers match. Happening today in real time, depending on when you're listening.
Unless you're listening after the 3rd of December, then you can't listen. But then I think the next game's on the 9th of December.
Yeah.
There'll be another game you can drive and listen.
Absolutely, you can. Exciting. Gave away like last minute boxes today on the show, which is huge. Huge.
Look at this. I didn't show you guys this. Just saw it. Stand by.
That's all right.
This is someone's uploaded this to their Instagram story and tagged us at Jimmy and Nath. That is 109 calls to 13 1060.
109
for Jack Jumpers calls.
Did that person get through?
No.
Sorry. Wait, in my defence, I'm the one answering.
It's not your fault.
But there were a lot of calls.
Well, I was getting text messages from people going, "Hey, the phones aren't working. It's engaged." And I'm like, "No, that's just when the phone lines are full." We only got 10. Once 10 people are called, they don't even need to be answered. They could just be calling, because Grace can't answer 10 people at once.
No.
So 10 people are calling, that means no one else can call. Which so it goes engaged.
They block the lines.
Yeah.
100%.
So someone has to stop calling, and then someone else gets in.
And sometimes it's
person.
A tiny little window.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So if you're already calling, then you just jump in. But if you're not already calling, you can't. It's difficult.
It's just hard. It's good to know, though. Good to know that people are keen to go to the basketball.
Absolutely. Well, it's good to know that people are listening to the show. I mean, I think that to me, I just like it when we know people are listening.
I know, it's like, oh, they are there. That's good.
Which is good.
You're both cut from the same cloth. There's always a moment I look at both of you, especially when you're in the studio as well, Grace, and you go 13, 10, 60, and you ask. And that moment when no one calls, both of you are like,
there you go.
So you breathe in, and then someone calls you.
Thank God. Thank God for that. Somebody's calling through to go, hey, shut up.
Yeah, because callers don't mean, like, if we get no calls, that doesn't mean no one's listening. It just means that we've made a terrible mistake.
We haven't said anything worth calling for. Yeah.
No one wants to get involved.
Yeah. It's not no one's listening. Swear shit.
Yeah, and then going, I'm not going for that rubbish.
You'll call later.
That sucks.
Ask a better question.
Yeah, cool.
Yeah. But yeah, that's on there.
That's on there. What else is on there? Anything else?
Peter Gutwin.
Oh, the Premier.
Premier
Peter
two
Guthrie.
Calls of the week, not just one, two calls of the week.
This audio has been deleted as it was too inappropriate to include in the podcast. We apologize for the inconvenience.
Nathan.
Listen to this on the way to the Jack Jumpers. Enjoy the podcast.
Hit Breakfast Show with Jimmy and
Nate. Yes, tip your hat, take a bow, pour yourself a bev. How about you've made it to Friday, or should I say, dry out your poncho. You've made it to Friday, guys.
Yeah, I'm just in the process of uploading something on the Jimmy and Nate story at Jimmy and Nate.
Hopefully.
If you didn't know.
It's not a book we released at Dimmicks. You don't go to non-fiction and check out the Jimmy and Nate story.
I meant more like having to say what our Instagram is, because someone asked me the other day, I won't say who, and they were like, you guys have Instagram, someone we're working with wanted to, you know, talk about sharing content, and I went yeah, and they said, so what's your Instagram?
What?
And I went Jimmy and Nate.
Weirdly,
like, oh, okay. Yep, so, yeah, so it's just Jimmy and
weirdly Dave and Al. Yeah. We keep the same account and change the name.
Yeah. Good morning, it's Triple T. No, I do an awful Dave impression.
Shout out Dave, man. Great man. Oh, one of the greats. One of the greats.
Saw him the other day. If you ever wonder what Dave Noonan's
up
to.
He's still around, is he? That's good. Good on him.
He's living. I said, do you miss it? And he goes,
no.
He goes, I was doing that for...
He did it for 150 years.
He goes, I can sleep in.
Oh, no.
He goes, I can live a life. He goes, you're an idiot for doing it. Get out!
I just realized
get out while you're still here.
What the sun looks like, which is nice.
Yeah. I'm uploading a video yesterday from my house because it flooded at mine. Like, it flooded.
This was you. Yes, this is what the video is. It's you with an umbrella. trotting around.
Yeah, flooding all over Hobart.
Yeah.
People uploading videos, photos yesterday, and then you look at it this morning, beautiful and sunny and dry.
Oh, I know.
It rained.
It was
not like heavy rain. It was raining.
It was like angry. Someone was pissed.
No, someone was pissing.
Yeah, someone was pissing. Someone unsheathed. The guy on King Island unsheathed again. He was standing on big ladder.
Yesterday felt like the King Island runway. It was really wet yesterday. So, look, I know a few people damaged their houses, cars. Yeah. So, look, thoughts with all those people. But, yeah, it was real. Because yesterday morning was so hot and sunny. And then.
And the thing is, it's rained so much this year. And I haven't seen it ever rain that hard before. And I had leaks that I didn't even know I had because it's been raining before and then not this hard. And I walked in and my bathroom was leaking.
Oh, no.
Everywhere. And I was like, oh, God. Like, it was because I've got the wooden paneling on my window frames. Yeah, no, I think that's the cheap stuff.
I've got wooden showers. What?
Yeah, an outdoor shower. Yeah. That's the rain. Yeah. And it was all leaking through. And I was like, oh, God. And Meg's not here to fix it. So I just had to put some towels up. Instead of curtains, I've got towels hanging up now. It was an awkward place.
I just love that.
You're
like, throw some towels down.
I'll be right. Yeah. I'll be right, mate. I'll fix them tomorrow.
Yeah. Just call the real estate agent after the show.
Yeah,
we'll get Grace to do it.
Yeah, Grace can fix it. She can go over. She's out. you mean she can call the real estate agent?
Yeah, she can send an email.
She also, to be fair, outside, she nodded when I said she can go over.
She goes, yeah, I'll go. I'll fix it.
Girl cold. The Hit Breakfast Show with Jimmy and Nate.
Yeah, that's the way we do it on a Friday, Hobart. Sit back, relax, kick off your shoes. Just enjoy it today.
Kick them off, put them up, and ask someone to rub them.
Put them up. I thought you meant like stick them up.
Your feet?
Yeah, I don't know.
How'd you do that?
I know. When I hear put them up, I hear like you're in the car park trying to fight somebody.
Oh, you know, like, put them up. That's what you're always doing.
Oh, mate, if I'm not doing radio, I'm out bloody throwing lefts and rights.
Ever since I've met you, I was couple of seconds away from throwing them.
Mate, just a weekend brawler.
You're always angry.
Just haymakers.
You are. And you're just like, I'm going to sort this out in my fist.
Yeah, you know what I mean?
You just
don't have the right words. Yeah. You know what I mean? I'll bloody elbow.
That's why I was training in the gym, because you're big. Producer Grace isn't that right? And that's just big fighting guy, isn't he?
Violence is never the answer.
Way to go with it.
But obviously, it's a bit. We're doing a bit here.
No, I know, but I just don't want anyone to think that you're being serious.
No, we could finish this bit with, hey, obviously, we're joking. Violence is never the answer, his words. But we hadn't finished the bit.
Okay, you know what I mean? I've never seen Nath be violent in my life.
That's what I wanted you to say.
Yeah.
And then you go.
Also, violence is never the answer. Unless the question is, what's not the answer?
Oh, God, now the kids are confused.
Birthday you went, you went
yeah,
to
no,
you
birthday
went
shout-out. To it. It's my fault. Sorry, Hobart. Sorry, Nath.
It's all right, buddy.
Sorry, Grace. Apologise to everyone. That was my fault.
.com.au, guys.
Or the at Jimmy and Nath. That's where most of them go. Matilda.
Till.
Happy birthday to Matilda. Today is her 12th birthday.
12 for Till. Last day before she... last year before she's a teenager.
Not last day.
Not last day. Well, last year before she's a teenager.
It'll be the...
You have a birthday every day.
Now we do shout-outs before your birthday.
Hmm.
That's from Kelly and the whole family.
Good
so
on you,
shout
Till.
Out to Matilda. Happy 12th birthday.
Yeah, it's a big one. Big one, 12. You remember?
It's a big one, this one.
Your...
This one's for the girl.
It is for the girl. For Matilda, in fact. Do you remember what your... Because your mum, great birthday cakes. Do you remember what you had for 12?
All I remember is my 8th birthday, which was the race car track.
Mm.
But I did have... I don't think mum was making me cakes by 12.
Oh,
like as in like kitty cakes.
Oh,
I think
okay.
I got to that. I think I got maybe around 10. I was like, "Mom, I'm too cool for you.
I don't need cakes."
Like, no, I need but just a plain cake. Don't make it a big thing.
Yeah, maybe with like a little like running writing, happy birthday,
nah,
James.
No, just give me no.
Oh, I don't even want that.
Too much.
You just want to go to Woolies and get it.
No, not Woolies. I mean, Mum can cook a cake.
That's what I got. I got the Woolworths. The Woolworths mud cakes.
I know you did.
They were great. They were awesome.
Mum's a pâtissière.
Yeah.
Chef.
My mum's a freedom furniture.
Yeah, but you had the best couches.
Oh, did I? I mean, we had to wait 12 weeks. But when we got them,
they
were great.
Yeah, you can buy them straight away. Nath, very excited by our next two guests. Now, first I'll say CEO of the Tasmanian Jack Jumpers, Simon Brookie Brookhouse, is in the studio. Now, look, I've got to apologise as well, because he's a friend of ours.
Yeah.
We love playing
golf. Well, I mean, we call him that, don't we?
Don't Don't do that. Don't be cool in front of me. But look, sometimes we get sidetracked.
Yeah.
Because, look, you know, we love the Jack Jumpers. And this is really exciting because the first ever home game, the official, I know we had preseason, but the first ever MyState Bank Arena is happening tonight. So I thought, why not get someone in who will actually chat about it? You know what I mean?
Yeah, of course.
The brains behind the operation. Mm. Brooke S is merely the face, the looks of this. You know what I mean? Who's really running it?
Yeah.
Who's really putting it together? So, Nathan, you can get the round of applause ready for the General Manager of Commercial and Marketing at the Tasmanian Jack Jumpers. It's Christine Finnegan!
Yeah, Christine, welcome.
And
Simon's
here.
Simon's here.
Oh, well, yeah, thanks for having me, guys.
Brookhouse is here as well.
And you've really...
Yeah, thanks, guys.
You've got your own mic, it's fine.
We're still giving you your own mic.
Fantastic. You've actually summed that up perfectly. Well, he's out playing golf with you guys. It's actually a business to run.
Yeah.
Well, Christine, I mean, we did go to the Blitz and we saw, and the thing was, you're running around in heels, mind you, in heels. I've never seen someone move so fast in heels. Absolutely running around the court, getting everything organised.
Yep.
Brookhouse out the back having a gin and tonic.
I thought he was just sitting down next to the Premier. Yeah.
Movers and shakers.
Yeah. Well, that's his job. Face off.
We're really excited, Christine, that we're going to be doing the on-court stuff. We went out practicing last night. Nathan, I'm really excited to be there tonight. But you've been involved with many sporting organisations all across the mainland. I'd love for you to mention a couple in a sec. But I also want to ask you, in your previous work, has the CEO spent that much time with the on-ground announcers in previous gigs?
Never. Yeah. No, they usually work in the back room with us. But, you know, Simon being the face of, a bit of a celebrity around town himself. You know, so we've just taken over in the back room and just let him do what he does best.
Brooke, by the way, we don't want anything to change, by the way. Keep it exactly as it is.
No, it won't.
Christine,
if you're on a good thing, you stick to it, as I'm sure you understand.
We're solving the world's problems when we get together. Oh, you'd be surprised the amount of content Brookhouse gives us for the show.
It's the brain's trust, really. Yeah. Absolutely. Hey.
No, Christine, I just want to mention some of those other sporting places that you've worked at. Can you mention, and also how does that compare to this, like putting together a new team and essentially launching something here in Hobart in Tassie?
Well, I've basically come out of football. I worked for Melbourne Storm, Melbourne Rebels and St Kilda Football Club most recently. And when I took the job down here, I'd spent a lot of time in Tassie over the past 20 years. I just knew Tasmania deserved to have their own team. NBL's been on the way up for so long, and I thought, what a great opportunity to go and start something from the ground up in a state that is so desperate to have their own team to cheer for. So for me coming here, this has been by far my favourite job. It's just been so much
fun. Boss.
Yeah.
Favourite boss.
Yeah, of course.
He's tough. I mean, he works us pretty hard, but, you know.
That's because you've got to pick up all the work that he's not doing.
That's right.
Hey, Chris, we did speak to Brookhouse about this a couple of weeks ago as well, but I mean, you just talked about it, building this team up from there was nothing there, and you guys have absolutely worked off the court, on the court, building everything that there needs to build for this. How does it feel that tonight, the official game, the NBL kicks off MyState Bank Arena? This must be pretty big.
I tell you, like, it's just so surreal at the moment. Like, to think that 15 months ago it was Simon and I, and then we brought a mascot in, and then we brought a coach in, and then finally Simon brought some players in because they were pretty important. And and once we got the players, it was just all systems go. So tonight, I guess, is just I think we want the whole team to just sit, the off-court team particularly, who have worked so hard, just to take it all in and say, well, we're going to enjoy the fruits of really hard work over the last 15 months.
Brooke, can I ask you, we had Clint Steinle in the other day, and he has played for a few NBL teams, and one of the things that he was blown away was how tight-knit the off-court people are and how much work, and he goes, it really does feel like a family. He's like, I've been in other basketball teams, and he goes, there's such a disconnect, and then even when you go behind the scenes, people don't really know each other. I guess, how important was it from your end to making sure that everyone was really tight-knit?
Oh, really important. I mean, everybody's relocated to be here in terms of the on-court team, and a lot of our off-court team have too. So one of the things we set out to achieve is that family type feel, and I think that, you know, we're quite proud of the fact that we've been able to do that. Not just the players, our partners, our staff and everything else get on really well and enjoy each other's company. And, of course, that's until they don't win enough games. then we'll have a rethink about Clint's comments there. But no, quite seriously, it is really important because everyone's away from home. And we had a special moment yesterday with the players where we got messages from all their families following training, and they really enjoyed it. And tears in the room because they're really excited about what we're trying to do, and they all can't wait for the night, which is great.
I'll tell you what, speaking of this excitement, Brookie, Jimmy and I were out there rehearsing because they need to be out of control somehow.
Impossible.
Yeah, so we went out with the team, the off-court team, yesterday, did some rehearsals and stuff, and I can tell you what, it is going to be a spectacle tonight. Of course, the basketball is going to be phenomenal, but everything around it, this Jumbotron, the vibe within my State Bank Arena is incredible, Brookie. I mean, this is all part of it, though, as well. It's not just the basketball. It's the entertainment venue in its totality, isn't it?
Yeah, I think that's the most important thing. It's a night of entertainment for everyone, families. Doesn't matter how old you are, you'll have a great time. And there'll be a basketball game on, which is important to us.
Yeah.
But what we want is we want you to come have a great time and make sure you want to come back. And, you know, everyone's on trial tonight, including you two. The reality of it is, though, it is very much a night of entertainment. And that's what it's all about. And that's what the NBL's built over the last 6 years since Larry took over. And I think that people who haven't been to an NBL game in recent times, we're blown away by what happens tonight.
Oh, it's insane. There's music, there's lights, there's spot prizes. There's so much on as well, Jim, that we've got to try and remember to do.
Yeah, it's a bit much, I'll be honest. We'll get to that task. I was like, I didn't think I'd be working this hard.
Yeah, it's the work
sort of be like, make some noise.
But just on that too, everyone should really be in their seats by, you know, 7:10 at the latest. To get the full value for your ticket, I think you've got to be there for the pre-game show, which is going to be quite spectacular.
Yeah. It's been around, what, 26 years, Brookie? Since we've had, you know, an NBL team down here. Christine, you know, you mentioned those other, you know, Storm, St Kilda, Melbourne Rebels. There is something really special, though, about the basketball being so intimate. And, you know, I don't know if you'd agree, sometimes at football games, you know, people are having a beer somewhere else and they rock up late to the game. They're not missing that much. Nathan and I were practicing yesterday. We do have all this stuff, freebies, giveaways, slingshot, like the tee, like
yeah.
Merch.
Yeah, they're like, going to let it. Can we operate the slingshot? Are we allowed to use it?
No, you're not allowed anywhere near the slingshot.
Didn't think so.
They said that last night.
So everything Jimmy just said, minus the slingshot.
Yeah, I mean, it'll probably be there. We're just not allowed to touch it.
But there is. It's very different how it operates to, I guess, footy clubs and stuff because you're so close to the action and it pretty much starts as soon as you get there.
It does. And when I was in AFL, they tried to bring in all this other stuff around it and it just didn't fly, whereas this has been integral to basketball. I mean, it's very NBA and since Larry's taken over, he's really tried to mirror that through the NBL. And as I said, it's the fastest growing sport in Australia. It's going from strength to strength and it's just so exciting to be part of it all.
Absolutely. Even like just, you know, Nathan on the space last night, again, this is something that only really basketball offers is, you know, when you see something happening or you want to chat to someone, you can just walk down to the other end of the court. Mm. Like, if that happened at the AFL, like, yeah, we love our footy, but you've got to walk all the way and then you're waiting for stoppages and play and all this stuff and the basketball with the shot clock and there's constantly things happening, Brookie.
Yeah, look, it's always happening. It's one of those high-energy sports that, and as you say, your intimate's a really good word because you can literally have your feet on the court side and watch the game. And it's you can almost reach out and touch the players. And for you guys who are revving up the crowd, it's a lot easier for you to get around and get amongst it and
it really
just
is.
Get out of the way of the mascot on the way through and away you go.
Sorry, Jack.
Yeah.
Guys, we are so excited, of course. Our first game tonight, the Tasmania Jack Jumpers taking on the Brisbane Bullets, My State Bank Arena, 7:30. Is the tip-off. We are so exhilarated for this. It's going to be awesome. And just before 9 o'clock, we can't say what it is, but we've got something pretty special. If you have missed out on a ticket, you need to be listening to the show after 8:30 because something big is coming.
Yep. You can watch it at Brookie's house.
Yep. because he won't be there because Christine does all the work.
Yeah. a bit of popcorn, a bit of soda, and away you go on the couch. And look, there is, of course, there is one other big prize that we're giving away on the night. And I don't know if the boys know this, but Nathan is being raffled tonight.
Yeah.
You get a night with him, and hopefully he'll keep you company.
All these people don't want to come to the game now.
It's a true story last night. This is really true. You probably both don't know this. There's a flex cam is one of the things. Yeah. You flex your muscles. They did ask Nath, honestly, earnestly, they were like, could you take your T-shirt off for the flex cam? What do you think? You're the heads? Yes,
I'll leave that up to Christine.
I say yes.
Really? Yeah. We want people to stay in the arena, though.
I did hear about your topless wiping yesterday. apparently didn't go so well.
No, it didn't.
Just a jersey. Only arms. That's all it is.
You can get the cannons out. You'll be fine.
Oh, so we can operate the cannons, not the slingshot. Simon Brookhouse, Christine Finnegan, guys, we are so excited for the game. Thank you so much for joining us. After 8:30, guys, a big announcement for the Jack Jumpers. We're giving away something on this show, but guys, we appreciate you coming in this morning.
Thanks for having us, guys, as always.
An everyday person who answered the call.
and stood above the rest
by saying something outrageous on the radio.
It's Jimmy and Nate's Caller of the Week!
That's a new addition. We've got a cowbell. I love how you're holding it underneath your neck like a proper cow, which is great.
I'm committing. Now, look, we didn't do cows last week because producer Grace is away, and she's quite important in this behind the scenes with MP3. Now, Grace, you haven't heard some of this because you were away last week, so we're doing sort of a best of 2 weeks. So we have two cows to give away.
Yep.
So what I thought we'd do is we'll play our call. I think we've got four maybe this week.
Mm-hmm.
Grace, Nath, let's all have a listen. We will go to a song after this, then we'll come back and chat to them. Because I think as a team, we need to have a think of...
Pick who our cows
who
are going to be.
Cows yes.
All right, yeah. Over the last 2 weeks, here are our callers of the week, our nominees.
With producer Grace away last week, Jimmy and Nath got to thinking about people leaving, and that made them ask...
What was your leavers song? This is because all the leavers formals and dinners from all the colleges and high schools and all happening around town at the moment, we thought we'd capitalise on the opportunity and see if people remember what their leavers song was. I remember what mine was. It was Green Day. This is a classic. You don't remember what yours was.
I was uninvited from a leavers dinner for obvious reasons. But the year before, I was in a band, and so the leavers year before asked us to play Photograph by Nickelback.
Yeah. Absolute classic.
So me and my mates, you can imagine, they're like, oh, we got Photograph by Nickelback. We're like, all right, you ready?
I like it.
Tamika from Claremont. Tamika, do you remember what your leavers song was?
It was my son, so six leavers song, and it was Graduation by Juice WRLD.
Oh. As we go. Just a remix version, really, of a classic.
Did you say grade 6 leavers?
Yeah.
Grade 6 and add Juice
bit,
WRLD.
Bit of Juice WRLD.
Bit of Juice WRLD for all the grade 6s.
Well, in grade 6, I did love juice. Thanks for laughing, Jenny.
Then Jimmy just threw out this random question.
What did you see in the car?
Evan from Sorrel, Ev.
What did you see in the car? What did you see in the car? Thanks for adding that.
A couple of years ago, coming home from a job, I overtook a car that had a family of adult dolls strapped in.
A family of adult dolls? Like sex dolls?
Yeah, one guy driving and all of them strapped in like they were his family.
Was it just he wanted to use the carpool lane?
Maybe he was just like really lonely or something. Wanted
something to do in the traffic.
Did you try and chat to him, Evan?
I couldn't stop. I was on the highway. We're doing about 110. So it's like if I slammed on the brakes to shake his hand and go, good on you, mate.
I wouldn't shake his hand, mate.
Grab the valve down low, take it off, then blow. My whole family's inflatable.
After that, Jimmy and Nath wanted to find out...
Have you ever given or received a gag present before? Jack from Glenorchy, round things out. Jack, gag gifts. Have you given one? Have you got one?
So I received one. So I was about 8 years old and my birthday is April Fool's Day. So
Jack.
So, I was 8 years old and my mum thought it would be great to wrap me up an empty tissue box.
She got you. Got you a birdie.
That's not the worst part. She actually sent me to school thinking that was the only present I was getting for my birthday.
Oh, that's so mean. You were 8 years old and that's what you thought you got.
Yeah, it was a great day.
So you just cried the whole day and you didn't even have any tissues to wipe them away.
Yeah.
A tissue box. An empty tissue box.
Then with Christmas right around the corner, Jimmy and Nath asked Hobart,
how long has your tree been up? Monique's on the phone from Derwent Valley. Hey, Mon, how are you?
Good, and yourself?
Yeah, we're going all right, Mon. I guess the question we should ask is Christmas tree discuss.
Well, mine's been up since last year. I was too lazy to pull it down. I just stuck it in the office.
Okay.
And dragged it out about a week ago.
Oh, round of applause,
that's,
Mon.
That's what I wanted. That's what we needed.
I was looking for something like that.
This is what we needed.
So you say office like a home office?
Yeah, home office.
Yeah, so you didn't take any decorations off. You just pulled it into the office, shut the door.
Yep, because it's about 1.5 metres tall, it's a slimline one. I left the baubles on it, just picked it up, took it straight into the office, behind the office door, bang.
So no tarp on it or anything, it's there in all its glory.
Yep.
So okay. What do you use your home office?
No.
No. Does any no one uses it?
More storage.
Well, it's got a spare bed in it, so if anyone comes over, they can sleep in there.
So you had visitors this year stay at yours, and then when they walk in, there's just a Christmas tree next to them.
Yeah, along with my nutcracker soldier man.
Oh, he's in there too. Is he a real man that you just keep in storage?
Oh, why not?
What is going on in that office?
So the laugh on it.
Mon, has anyone made any comments about the tree still being up?
No, because I'm a Christmas free. If I could have more trees, I would, but my husband won't let me.
Oh, I might just put him in storage.
Get rid of him. You got the nutcracker.
She's dragging it out, the Christmas tree from the office where it stayed. Monique would go buy another three, but I hope Bea'll run away.
Oh, MP3, well done. Another shout out to Maddie MP3 who puts that together for us. Yeah. It's very good.
That was a good one. Yeah. So we've got four there. So what I think we should, we'll go to a song, yep. Three of us have a think, and we can find out who our two cows, yes, two cows will be next.
I'll find out who they are after Freya Riding's castles in 100.9. It's Jimmy Nate. I love that we've brought an actual cow in with a cowbell on. Very
it's my
good.
Second bit. I love Elmo on the show, but then I love cow next.
Yeah. Oh, beautiful. It's a good cow. Someone fed that cow. Let's make sure we get it. Someone feed the cow. Jim, special edition of Call of the Week this week. We didn't do it last week, so we're awarding two. We just played all our Noma moves just beforehand. It's now time to award two callers of the week.
Can only be two callers of the week. Do one then the other?
Do one then the other, okay. I think. Yeah, okay.
And okay, one, congratulations. Second one, congratulations. And then they both move at the same time.
Absolutely, okay. 100%.
Glad we're on the same page.
Yep.
Nath, our first cow is Monique from the Derwent Valley.
Well done, Mon.
Thank you.
Monique, a reminder, that Christmas tree has been in storage. You didn't take it down, and the Nutcracker, they were in your office the entire time. They're out and about now, aren't they?
They certainly are.
Which is good.
Mon, I was thinking about it from our chat the other day. So you said that you chucked her in the office last year, correct?
Correct.
So what did you do the year before?
I actually got rid of my tree because my house wasn't big enough for it. So I bought a slimline tree and then I decorated it and just put it away.
Yeah, okay, I love that.
Right.
Because I was running a fight, just every Christmas you just chucked it in the office. Yeah. So technically
there's a forest in there.
It's been up for 20 years.
Well, Mon, congratulations. You're our first call of the week, okay?
Thank you.
And also, I mean, much like our second call of the week, you're going to score $100 at Seagrass Long Point, now open for dinner, Thursday to Saturday night on the beach at Sandy Bay. That is all yours, Mon, but I need you to stay there.
Mon, you can
there.
Take your husband or you can take the Nutcracker, whatever you want to take.
Depends what mood you're in. Stay there, Mon. And our second call of the week, Jim, is it can only be Jack from Glenorchy. Jack, congratulations, buddy.
Thanks, Liz. Appreciate it.
Well done, buddy.
I mean, Jack, if you weren't just listening then, your mum gave you an empty tissue box and you went to school thinking that was your only gift for your birthday.
Yeah, that was it. It was an eventful day, that was for sure.
Yeah. Did she make it up to you the next year? Did she get you a nice gift the year after that?
No, she didn't.
Well, Jack, I'm so sorry to do this to you, mate, but we only had one Seagrass voucher actually to give away. So Mon's got that, but we are wrapping you up. A full box of tissues. It's not
full box.
Yes.
Full box. We took a couple this morning because we got a bit of hay fever, but I mean, the rest, Jack.
Probably about 52 more tissues than my mum got me, so all good.
All right, congratulations, Jack, Monique. I've got you both there. Now, you're both taking home these $100 thanks to Seagrass.
Separate.
Separate.
So yeah. 200 in total.
You don't have to go with each other. No, you don't have to. Now, Producer Grace, our fault. I believe, are we out of budgies? We're out of Jimmy Nath budgie smuggers at the moment, pretty much.
Yeah.
If we can find you guys some budgie smuggers, we will get them to you, okay, Jack and Mon?
No worries.
Okay. That's not a joke, Jack. I'm so sorry.
The tissue box was a joke.
I was hoping Nate didn't mention that. No,
well, because he can't just ignore it. It's a big part of it.
Yep. I was going to ignore it. Poor Jack.
That's a big part of it.
It's triggered. it's my birthday all over again.
Okay, Monique, Jack, what I need you to do, we'll give you a countdown and we need you to give us your biggest, loudest, longest moves. You are two important people to the show. You are now calls of the weeks. Are you ready, Mon and Jack?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay, here we go. Move us out, guys. 3, 2, 1.
Move.
Nah.
No, you're in time.
No
very
way.
Sorry. Yeah, that was...
And Jack
went early. You went early, Jack. Or did Mon go late?
I don't know. I think it was horrible from both
of you. Bit of both. Okay.
Okay, so I also need more energy. Okay. All right. You ready, Jack?
Yeah.
You ready?
Jack, sleep.
We've changed your tissue box to a coffee, Jack. Okay. Here we go. 3, 2, 1.
Moo!
Yeah, that was good.
Jimmy and Nate. Alphabet, the My State Bank, the human way to bank. It's Alphabet.
Yeah, that's right. It's a game as easy as ABC. Letter of the alphabet, 10 questions, 30 seconds. You get all 10 correct. You take home $1,000. Caitlin from Bridgewater playing this morning. Hello, Caitlin.
Hey.
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 Hey, boys. What's happening, Caitlin? How's the morning been?
Yeah, not too bad. I've just dropped my nephew off to school. Yeah, I'm just pulled over. I thought I'll wait for a chance to try for Alphabucks.
Good
so
on you.
I'm happy.
Well, that chance is happening for you right now. So well done for waiting. Caitlin, this morning your letter is A, as in A for apple.
Yep.
Okay, your 30 seconds start at the end of the first topic I give you. You can pass and we can come back to that topic if there is time at the end of the 30 seconds. Caitlin, from Bridgewater, are you ready to play?
I am.
All right, Caitlin, your first question. Beginning with A. Give me a type of milk.
Almond.
A car brand.
Audi.
Jim Carrey movie.
Pass.
Harry Styles song.
Pass.
Something green.
Avocado.
A dog breed.
Alsatian.
Female singer.
Ariana Grande.
A colour.
Aqua.
Aquaman actress.
Pass.
Victoria's Secret model. God, you did well.
Yeah, I thought that was
not
good.
Really.
Well, Nathan and I were playing off air. I didn't get something green. I didn't get dog breed. Did better than me. You got almond, Audi, avocado, that dog breed, Ariana Grande, aqua, 1, 2, 3. You got 6.
Yeah, well done. I mean, Kate, I'm going to sort you out with $50, all thanks to My State Bank, the human way to bank. Okay, that is all yours.
Thank you.
All right, you have a good day, all right?
You too. Thanks, guys.
Don't spend it all at once, Caitlin. We love you.
I won't.
Nathan, as you get the round of applause ready. For a man who's been a member of the Tasmanian Liberal Party since 2002, he is a qualified black belt instructor in the martial art of Taekwondo. He's a Sagittarius. He could have been professional at an AFL level, maybe even a Hall of Fame level if it wasn't for injury. And there are rumours now as well that he's trying to bring the Ashes test to Tasmania because he wants to roll the old arm over.
I heard he's pretty good, pretty handy there too.
He's not bad with a three-point shot. You might see him courtside tonight at the Tasmanian Jack Jumpers first game. He's the owner of two dogs, count them two, Mac and Timmy. That's Timmy, not Jimmy. I'm still upset about it. And he featured in a very successful TikTok with you and I. Please welcome friend of ours, the Premier of Tasmania. It's Peter Gubb.
Pete, welcome.
Jimmy and Nate, thank you very much once again. I sit here, I blush when you blokes do the intro, so it's a good job.
Oh, yeah. Stop it, Pete. We blush when you say thanks for the intro. So.
Pete, given the choice, Nathan and I, we're failed athletes as well. You know, we would have loved to be an athlete in some sport. If you could pick any sport, if there's any sport out there that you could have been professional at, what would it have been?
Oh, look, I'd have to say AFL.
Yep.
Yeah.
Closely followed by pole vaulting.
Pole vaulting? Actually? Really?
Yeah, no, I just think that I quite like watching that when the Olympics is on. I think that's just extraordinary.
Okay. Well, Nathan and I have no skateboarding skills, but when we saw the skateboarding at the Olympics this year, me and Nathan were like, that is impressive.
Yeah, it is. It's impressive. But I get that the pole vaulting thing is so, they get so high in the air just with the stick that they stick into the ground, Pete.
Yeah, no, you'd have to have a fair bit of courage to do that. Speed and strength and courage. And, just a like strange sport, but, sort of one of those quirky things. But anyway, you blokes going all right?
Not like all the other interviews you do. Yeah, no, Pete, we're good. It's finally summertime. You know how good, we had that rain yesterday, a bit of flooding, but it's absolutely cracking this time of year.
Look, it is. It's beautiful, isn't it? It's a great day to go out and get vaccinated if you're not vaccinated. So, yeah, take the opportunity. Anyone that's out there on a day like this, turn up and get vaxxed.
Pete, can I ask you quickly, we're encouraging everyone to get vaccinated. If you're listening to the show and you haven't, please do. Borders are opening December 15th. But, Pete, the one I don't get is the people who've had the first vaccine who haven't got the second one yet. Is that also confusing for you?
Look, it is a little bit. And, at last count, we had, I think it was a little over 20,000 people that were still due for their second vaccine.
Oh, wow.
And some of them had been month, 6 weeks, in some cases 2 to 3 months late. So, look, if you've had the first jab, get the second jab. You need that for full protection, and our clinics are open. And what's important at the moment, you know, we set a target of 90% double vaxxed before we open. And on the 15th, if everybody turns up for their second vax, we should hit about 91% double vaxxed across the board.
Wow.
So just turn up and get the vax. It'll keep you safe.
Hey, Pete, let's talk about, I mean, of course, the borders opening on December 15th, which you come out and said that we're sticking to that. That is our date that the borders will open here in Tassie. Walk us through the COVID plan. Now, of course, we have seen the COVID plan that's come out since by the government. What kind of things are we needing people to do to ensure, I mean, obviously the vaccine is top priority, but what other kind of things are we making sure people ensure that they do to encourage Tasmanians to stay safe when the borders do open on December 15th?
Look, the most important thing is to continue to follow the rules that are in place at the moment. Now, there has been a little bit of complacency. You know, go to a pub or to a bar or busy store, and you know, you can see people that aren't sticking to the 1.5 metre rule in terms of social distancing. Just social distance. Make sure that you wash your hands, that you've got good hand hygiene. You cover your coughs and sneezes, and importantly, life should go on. Now, we're going to be firm on our borders. You know, you can't come into Tasmania unless you're double vaxxed. And if you're coming from a high-risk area, you'll need to have a COVID test, and that'll need to be negative 72 hours before you come. So, you know, those things will still be in place. Importantly, just use your common sense. If you're going out, don't go out. If you feel unwell, go and get a test.
Pete, can I ask... Yeah. Just quickly, can I ask you, there's one thing that I've seen people, you're talking about, you know, everyone's just getting a bit, I guess, complacent, a bit lackadaisical. I've seen a few places I've gone that people aren't using the check-in app. They're just walking past it now. I mean, can you just remind our audience how important that is, especially, you know, when the borders open, if there are cases that we can track, we know who's where and when, and it's such an easy thing to do.
Look, and it is so important, and it's such a simple app to use. You know, importantly, if you are going to a shop or a pub or to any event, make certain that you use it. Importantly, and I'd say, I know a lot of your listeners will be in this category, from Monday the 6th of December, you're going to need to be double vaxxed, and you'll need to check in if you go to a venue that's got live dancing or stand-up drinking. So, you know, if you're not vaxxed, make sure that you do get vaxxed, because the world will change from next week. And from the 15th of December, you know, any of those venues that have got stand-up drinking and dancing, or any large festival events, and we've got a few of those coming, and some crackers. I must admit, it probably shows my age, but I can't wait to see the oils when they get down here.
We did a little chat with Brian Ritchie yesterday. We're playing it on the show on Monday, and he said he's a bit worried that, you know, people might mistake you for Peter Garrett or vice versa when they're walking around.
Has that ever happened, Pete?
Well, he's taller and much better looking than me. So there's no chance of that happening at all.
We'll get the Premier on stilts. Yeah.
Well, is that Peter Garrett or that one on stilts? I'm not sure.
Same dance moves though, Premier?
Yeah, look, we both dance like robots.
Hey, Pete, I did want to ask about Omicron, however you say it. Yep. We've been debating on how we say it as well. Obviously, again, we stood fast on the borders opening December 15th. Was there any hesitation by the government knowing about this emergence of Omicron, particularly in New South Wales?
Look, of course, we will always take into account those events that occur and the consequences of them. And we had National Cabinet earlier this week, and we were briefed at National Cabinet in terms of Omicron that there's no evidence that it spreads quicker, that it's more severe, or that the vaccine doesn't work. Now, obviously, we'll keep that under watch, and I'll be hearing more from Dr. Veach later today on that as we move forward. But so far, it appears that, you know, Omicron, you know, has already been in the country for some time. But certainly in a lot of countries around the world, and we'll just continue to watch it. But the most important thing is that there's no evidence that the vaccination doesn't work, and so for those people that haven't been vaxxed or are waiting for a second vax, please get out and get it.
Yeah, look, if you listen to the show, if you haven't got your second vax, go get it. If you haven't got any vax, just get it. It's, you know, as Gutwin said just then, you know, it's changing next week. It's going to be a different world. So we encourage everyone listening to the show to get vaccinated so we can have cool things in our state, like, Pete, the Ashes. What can you tell us about this? You know, Nathan and I are massive sport heads. There's rumours going around.
On the blow to Cricket Australia straight after this?
What can you tell us, Pete?
Look, I have been speaking to Cricket Australia this week, and obviously they have a board meeting today. Now, I don't know what's on the agenda. I'm hoping that one of the items that they will obviously discuss is whether or not the test should go ahead in Perth. And I hope today they kill it. That's the end of it. But that's a matter for them. And then if they do that, then we'll sit down and we'll work through and negotiate what level of support we might need to provide. But the thing with an Ashes test, you know, I've said this publicly and I firmly believe it. The Ashes series is the biggest travelling show on earth.
Absolutely.
The Barmy Army, without doubt, are the biggest travelling circus on earth. And, you know, with this, to have the fifth test, which could potentially be the decider of the series, in our state, at what I think is the best boutique ground in the country, if not one of the best boutique grounds in the world, the national and international exposure for the state would be just fantastic. It would be brilliant. So, look, I've reached out to Cricket Australia, and I've also said publicly, you know, this is their chance to make history. We've never had an Ashes test. Up until this year, we'd never had AFL finals. We've ticked that box. Tonight, the Jack Jumpers are on after a 25-year hiatus out of the National League. So we've ticked that box as well. It'd be great to be able to tick a test, and then later next year, tick the box for an AFL license as well.
Absolutely,
just
Pete.
Kicking goals.
Spot on.
Pete kicking goals.
Spot on.
Look, one last thing, Pete, before we get you again.
Speaking of making history,
I don't know if you know this. We had Fergo on, Michael Ferguson, the other day on the show, chatting about e-scooters. Now, he mentioned to us, I don't know if he's spoken to you, but he said he wants you and us, me and Nathan.
Because we want to be part of the launch.
He reckons that he can get you on one. We can do another little video. We can film something. Have you heard about this, and are you willing to do it?
Look, I'd try anything with you blokes, within reason.
Duh, I should have hung up on him before that.
Now, look, I think these e-scooters are going to be fantastic. As last kilometre technology, I just think they're brilliant, absolutely brilliant. People have got to be sensible on them, but I think it'll be a really good thing.
Perfect. Well, Premier Peter Gutwin, and we've heard it here first, he will try anything with us.
Within reason.
Get on your feet. Have a good one, mate. We'll see you tonight at the Jack Jumpers.
No worries, lads. Cheers. Have a good day. Bye.
And right now we're Jimmy and Nath, the radio host, but tonight, Jim, we are Jimmy and Nath, the courtside announcers.
Y'all ready for this?
For the official launch of the NBL and the first game, the first official game of the Jack Jumpers, Tasmania's newest NBL team. It is happening tonight, MyState Bank Arena. We're launching the season, mate, and it's exciting, taking on the Brisbane Bullets game one. We're so excited.
Yeah, at MyState. Now, no, what do I want here? Drum roll, suspense music. What are you feeling? Inspirational music.
I can give you both. What do you want? I'll give you a drum roll into, or do you want suspense into drum? What's up to you, mate? What do you want?
No, inspirational.
You want inspirational? Here you go.
Actually, no, stop.
No, you don't want that.
Sad music first.
So you want sad first. Okay, here you go.
Just want to apologise to friends and family who have been messaging Nath and I over the past couple of months.
Correct.
Asking for tickets to the first ever Jack Jumpers game.
Mm-hmm.
Nath and I were telling truth. We're telling truths at the time.
Mm-hmm.
We didn't have any tickets. It was sold out.
Yep.
They were
It is sold out.
It is sold out. Yeah. But we didn't have any power. We had zero power, zero influence. Yes, Simon Brookhouse is a friend of ours. We just couldn't get any tickets.
We're just the talkie-talkie people.
No one. Yeah. Your partner Meg. Go away.
No, I've sent her interstate.
Sent her further away. No tickets to MyState Bank Arena. No,
but here's a Jetstar flight.
Go to Melbourne. You know, my family, my mother. Mum loves basketball. Mm. She goes, can I? No, Mum. Piss off.
Yeah. No, you didn't say piss off.
I said, get out of here.
You said, get Mum.
I'm kidding. Mum knows I love her.
Yeah.
And she doesn't like basketball.
She doesn't. Which one's that?
She doesn't like sport. She's watching Jamie Oliver.
Oh, no. She loves her rugby league. Your mum.
Shout out to my mum. No, look, many people, get rid of sad music. Many people have asked us for tickets, and unfortunately, we haven't had any to give. But, Nate, some good news. Right now on the show, Hobart, we just don't have tickets to give away.
Oh, they're not single tickets.
Because the tickets are gone, guys.
Mm.
The game is sold out. There are no tickets to tonight's game. The first ever. NBL hasn't been here in Tasmania in 25 years. 26 years
this
ago
is,
we last
this
had a game.
This is history.
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 You're going to want to be at the first game.
This will go down in the annals of history.
The annals of history.
No, annals.
They'll look back at anal and go, wow.
No.
This was great.
We're not looking at any annals.
And they'll say, hey, I'm glad I was at that game.
Yeah.
Well, Hobart, we don't have tickets to give away. We have boxes. Boxes to the basketball. You're going to live in it up.
They hold eight people. These are eight people boxes, and we have four to give away. Four times
boxes.
Eight is what, 24? No.
I don't know.
Four at 32, Producer Grace, four times eight?
32.
32. 32 to give away.
So
four
need,
boxes.
We need to chat to four people.
Mm.
The only thing, there's a couple of things. First of all, we're going to ask... Do you like basketball?
Yeah.
Because that's probably an important
one. You've got to tick that box.
And then you need to name seven people.
Yeah.
Because
and they've got to be real people. We're not just doing fake names.
Yeah, we're gonna check with you who these people are. So if you can call us now, 131060, we'll give you a box of basketball.
Mm.
Just need to tell us, yes, I love basketball. Name seven people, and Nathan and I will both pick one of those names each.
Yep.
And ask some further questions just to make sure you're not lying to us.
Which means you can't make up names, guys.
Because we won't tell you what two. You're going to give us seven names. We're going to randomly pick two. I'll pick one. Nath picks one. And we'll ask some questions. And Nath, if we believe them, they can have a box to tonight's game.
The first ever Tasmania Jack Jumpers official game is tonight.
Possibly the biggest prize we've given away this year.
Huge.
Other than $1 million.
And $15,000. We've given away a few things this year. Up there, top three.
Top three.
Jim, it's time to allow the people of Hobart to be a part of history.
Y'all ready for this?
Tonight is the first official match of the Tasmania Jack Jumpers and the launch of the NBL season. You and I, we're going to be there, MyStat Bank Arena. They're taking on the Brisbane Bullets. Again, we made apologies beforehand. We've told people that we haven't had any tickets. CEO Simon Brookhouse of the Tasmania Jack Jumpers, he came in this morning and said, boys, I've got four boxes to give away. Do you want them?
Look, apologies. Well, you know, we don't play favourites here. The phone lines are full. They are. So if you're trying to... Sam Siggins, Siggo, shout out to Sip of Life, just text me. He said, does 131060 even work?
No, it definitely works, but when you've got 500 people calling through...
Yeah, I can see the phones in front of me. So the phone lines are fully blocked, essentially. Mm. So when everyone's calling, if they're all blocked, it will go engage. It might not ring through. So,
yeah.
Look, sorry.
Yeah, we're sorry, because it's a big one. It is a big one.
It's a big one, this one.
This one.
This one's for the girls.
Or anyone else who wants to come.
Now, Nath, what I was thinking is we just have a bit of a chat to the person. Mm-hmm. We ask, do they like basketball?
Yeah.
Get him to name the seven friends.
Yeah.
Then I need some sort of, like, I don't know, investigation music or thinking music,
I've got the perfect thing.
Yep. And then we'll be like, you and I will have a think about the two names you want, ask a few questions, then give the tickets.
And then we lock them away if we're happy with
that.
Okay, all right, let's meet the first person who could potentially be a part of history, score themselves a box for the first Tasmania Jack Jumpers game. Sherry from Fawcett. Hello, Sherry. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
We are good. Sherry, the very first question we need to ask is, do you like basketball?
We love basketball.
Love basketball, Jim, she
says. Okay, out of 10, how much do you love it?
10 out of 10. Okay. 100 out of 10.
100 out of 10. Well, that's that's mathematically impossible.
So, Sherry, can you name seven people for us?
I can.
Yep.
Brody, Aaron, Kurt, Bailey, Taylor, Tegan, Huddy.
How many is that, Jim?
Oh, I wasn't paying attention.
Sorry, go again, Sherry.
Oh, okay. Brody, Aaron, Kurt, Bailey, Taylor, Tegan, and Huddy, and myself. That's eight.
That's eight.
All right, Nate, what?
I've got something here.
Right. Okay. You pick a name.
Okay.
Ask a few questions.
The name I need to make sure is a true person. Sherry, tell me about this so-called Bailey person.
Okay. Bailey is my son's best friend who is just basketball mad.
Mm-hmm. How old is Bailey?
15. Just turned 15.
What colour hair does Bailey have?
Blonde.
Where does Bailey go to school?
McKillop.
Okay.
He's actually on camp at the moment.
Okay.
Camp. Okay.
What's Bailey's favourite colour?
Blue?
Probably, I'm just going to say, Nath, we've also got four calls to get through. We've too many questions for Bailey.
Sorry, too many questions. I don't know. It was just a bit funny about Bailey.
Sherry, what about this Brody character? Who's Brody?
He's my eldest son.
Eldest son. And your favourite son?
Yeah, definitely.
Mm-hmm. You're not supposed to have favourites.
No, I know.
Therefore, does she even have sons?
Now, is it? Wait, what's your name? Is it Sherry or Cheery?
Cheree.
Don't look at me like that, Grace. Sorry. Grace just wrote Cheery in the chat. That's what that says.
Sorry, I'm... Grace, we're trying to investigate.
And you're saying Cheery
here.
Cheree. Sorry, Cheree.
That's okay.
Grace wrote Cheery in the chat. Yeah. So it's a weird name.
No, look, Nath, I'm
happy with Brody. Are you happy with Bailey?
I am. Cherry, congratulations. You've done it. Well done. You have scored yourself a box. You are going to be a part of history, the first Tasmanian Jack Jumpers game, okay?
Thank you so much, guys. Woo!
Well done. Well done. Okay, Mike from Sanford. Mike, do you like basketball?
Love it, mate.
That's good. Can you name seven people, Mike?
Yeah. Jeff, Aaron, Steve, Justin, Stigo, Ben and Sharpie.
Sharpie sounds like a texter.
Right, Nate, who do you want to know? What are you?
I want to know about Justin, Mike. Who's Justin?
Oh, he's an angry man.
No.
Why is he angry?
He's old, he's slow, but he still thinks he can play football.
Right, okay.
So who does Justin play footy for?
He plays for the Dozer Roosters.
Right. What does he do for work?
He's a teacher.
I'm pretty happy with Justin.
Mike, tell me about Sharpie. Where does the name Sharpie come from?
It's his last name. Like Sharp, his last name?
Sharp, okay.
Okay,
yeah.
So not heaps of creativity in that. Yeah. That's fine.
Nah,
that's fine.
Because I had a mate that I grew up with and we nicknamed him Sharpie because he was the most dull person you've ever met.
Oh, that could be him too.
Yeah, we believe you.
Yeah.
Well done, Mike. You're going along. Congrats.
Woo!
Well done, buddy.
Thanks, guys.
Well done. We will see you tonight, a part of history, as we go to Kylie from Midway Point. Hello, Kylie.
Hello, how are you?
Good. Kylie, do you like basketball?
I love it.
Kylie, okay. Name seven people that you can bring.
Wayne, Callum, Xavier, Mitchell, Robin, Peter and Rachel.
Is there two Rachels there or did I miss here?
No.
Just one.
Just one.
Nice. You first.
Tell me about Robin, Kylie. Who's Robin?
Robin is my mum.
How long's she been your mum for?
Nearly 40 years.
You need to take this seriously, Kylie.
Well, that's odd, Kylie, because you sound like you're about 20. So
yeah.
Math doesn't add up, Kylie.
What does Robin do, Kylie?
Robin works at a hotel. She's a hotel manager.
Okay.
Yes, Kylie, tell me about Mitchell. Who's Mitchell?
Mitchell's my son. He is 4.
Okay. Not Mitchell McPherson. Mitch McPherson, no?
Of State Chatty?
No,
chatting.
A little bit younger than Mitchell McPherson.
A lot younger. Oh, Mitchie's in his bloody 80s.
56, I think. Okay. Jim, I'll let you make the call on this one.
Yeah.
I'm still a bit hazy about the whole Robin mum situation.
Yeah. 40 years. Kylie sounds quite young.
Mm.
You know what I mean? He's got youth in a voice. Nah, I'll give it to
her. Yeah, you've done it. Well done.
Excellent, thank you.
Well done, Kylie. You are going along. You're also a part of history. The Tasmanian Jack Jumpers. You scored yourself a box for eight people. And finally, Marcus from Fawcett. Marcus, do you like basketball?
Love it, boys.
Okay.
Can you name seven people, Marcus?
Yep. Andrea, Tilly, Lewis, Max, Holly, Chris and Toby.
Okay. Don't laugh, Marcus. This is serious, mate.
Well, we can't just be giving these away.
We can't.
There's a once-in-a-lifetime
20 lies.
Yeah.
Marcus, who's Toby?
Toby, he's a mate of mine.
I need more than that.
Oh, he's a unit, Tobes.
You're being very generic here. He's a mate of mine, he's a unit.
What's he do for work, Marcus?
He's an employment consultant.
I thought you were going to say, he's employed. He's a mate of mine, he's a unit, he's employed.
He's got a job.
I still need more. Describe Toby.
What does he look like?
He's quite tall. He loves a Jamison. He's got two sausage dogs.
Okay, what are the sausage dogs' names?
Rufus and Zoe.
Yeah, that's not made up.
No, it's not made up. Yeah, okay, I believe that. Okay, good.
All right, what about this Max character, Marcus? Who's Max?
He's a unit.
That's my partner's son. Yeah, he's a real unit.
He's quite tall, employed. Loves a Jamison.
How old is Max, Marcus?
He is 11.
11. Hope he doesn't enjoy Jamison.
No, he's not on the Jamos yet.
Good.
Okay.
Bit of time. All right, does Max like basketball?
Loves it, yeah.
Loves it? Where does he go to school?
Yep. St. Cuthbert's.
Didn't have to think about that.
No, I believe that too.
No, I think Max is a real person.
Still funny about Toby. I don't know why.
Oh, he's a cobber who loves a drink.
He's a bloke.
He's tallish.
Marcus, I'm going to give you the box if you.
What was it?
Toby.
Name? Toby. What's Toby's last name?
All right.
No, it's not.
You can meet him tonight.
Yeah. All right. Well, okay, we'll give you the tickets, but you're going to come
you're
over to
find us,
and you're going to bring Toby All Right over us so we can meet him.
All right.
And if he's if he's not a unit and if he doesn't have a Jamison in his hand, then I'm kicking him out, okay?
All right. Sounds good.
All right, you've got the tickets, Marcus. Well done, buddy.
Thank you.
Now, look, without giving too much away, there are no more tickets to tonight. Now, a lot of people have messaged us, but in the future, next couple of weeks, can't say too much, but we may have more to give away. Yeah. So if you want to go to the Jack Jumpers, hit 100.9.
It is Jimmy and Nath, a couple of units. Bit over today, guys.
Nathan, I'm exhausted.
I managed to search for something. I need a bit of audio.
Okay. Well, we're wrapping it up anyway.
Wrapping up the show that was. Yeah, you might need to. I know. Behind the scenes, Hobart, we've had a bit of a few issues with our computer system.
Have you got a title? I can find it if you tell me what it's called.
Yeah, it is called Nath Eating on the Show.
Nath Eating, cool. I'll find that. You guys continue.
This is the show rating. I mean, I need the audio because of... Got it. My show ready, but if you kill the music really quickly, I don't know if you managed to hear this, Eggs Benny, but Nate, the big fella gets hungry, and sometimes he just can't wait.
They're I feel live that.
On the show. Did you hear it this morning?
No, I did.
Okay,
made him hungry.
If you missed it this morning, we had some Bertram Muesli in the studio, and Nate looked like he just couldn't wait to put it in his mouth.
Baxter, yes. Don't iron it, bro.
Are you eating?
Yeah, I'm hungry. Shout out to Stag. It was a great bird chat.
Yeah. Can we hear that again?
Yeah, of course. Here we go. Baxter.
Yes.
Don't iron it, bro.
Are you eating?
Yeah, I'm hungry.
I hate those mouth sounds.
Wet mouth.
Wet. Oh, stop. No, I don't like that.
ASMR.
What?
ASMR.
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 You're just saying it fast. ASMR.
Did you see what
is it
called?
Not ASMR?
ASMR.
ASMR.
ASMR. It's four letters.
Did you think it was called ASMR?
No, you didn't.
I thought it was ASMR. It's an ASMR.
Is your car insured by RAT?
Yeah.
Well, then.
ASMR.
So you've been telling people how you hear that ASMR?
Yeah.
ASMR.
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 ASMR. What's it stand for?
Audio sensory something something.
Yeah. Mm. I'll Google it.
Yeah,
ordering.
Well, it's pretty close.
ASMR.
Audio
ASMR.
Sensory.
Stand.
It's not ASMR.
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 What do the letters in ASMR stand for? Autonomous Sensory Meridian Response.
Oh.
Yeah. Or ASMR, for sure.
ASMR.
You know what? 10 out of 10 for this show.
Yeah, 10 out of 10 for some ASMR.
I love it. No, I love that. To be honest, it was a bunch of fun. I mean, we had Premier Peter Gutwin on the show.
Yeah.
We gave away boxes to the Jack Jumpers by making sure Hobart wouldn't lie to us, but they'd never do that anyway.
No, of course not.
A chat to Simon Brookhouse and Christine Finnegan, the real brains behind the Jack Jumpers.
Mm-hmm.
Two callers of the week, not just one, two callers of the week.
And word on to MP3, Matty, our audio wizard as well, putting them together. Great calls.
Just, a great show. Loved it. And, you know, eating on the show, I love that. I love a little bit of, you know, it's real, it's live. Anything can happen. Stop it. That is great. What's that called again?
ASMR.
No. Asthma.
Asthma.
Robot.
Hey, guys. Well, this is awkward. The podcast is over.
That's it.
You should not be here anymore. I know what you're doing. You're probably seeing on the podcast that it's like, oh, there's still 30 seconds to go.
Round of applause for getting to the end.
Oh, yeah. Well done to you. Unless, of course, you skip to the end. You cheats.
But, yeah, stop listening.
Yes, it is. It is done,
it's
guys.
It's done.
It is done.
That's it.
This is just a little... We've just decided to put this on the air.
This is just us to tell you that it's over.
Yeah.
There's nothing else.
There's nothing else. There's literally nothing else.
You can keep listening, but it is just Nathan and I telling you, our listener, that there's nothing else.
We might even leave a little bit of silence just to really ram home that there's nothing.
Nothing else.
Ready?
Yeah. That's
told
it.
Told you.
Stop.
It's done. Get out of here.
Stop listening!